the Father help you to see some things tonight, hear some things, understand some things. Things that are pliable. Applicable to your life from a spiritual perspective that can produce divine results.
Yes.
That's what we hear about.
Yes.
The church supposed to be producing or receiving divine results.
Hallelujah.
And not just gathering together, but yet wanting the Lord to speak to us, right?
Amen.
So may your eyes be open, your ears open, and your heart ready to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Acts chapter 1. I want to read again from the ninth verse of the first chapter, because we talked about developing the ability to live from within, I think. Something of that nature, didn't we? Let me see. Developing the power of living from the world within. Now, tonight you're going to have to stretch your anointing. And why I say that is because the Lord spoke to me. I was out dealing with something in the ministry or in the spirit. And he said to me, and this will be a good word for you. This is not the subject, but are you going to stress or rest?
All right, now.
A lot of times we're stressing when we should be resting.
That's right.
And so write that note to yourself. Are you going to stress or rest? Whatever you're dealing with, the Lord can handle it.
Amen. No doubt about it.
But you got to let him handle it.
Yes, sir.
All right? And so he revealed something to me that I need to share in this class tonight. In Acts chapter 1, verse 9, we develop the insight that the disciples now cannot live by looking at Jesus. They had to live from the inside. They had to live from within, because Jesus went back to heaven. And the song fits so well, because three times we're going to talk about into heaven, into heaven, into heaven. And if you're not trained properly, you would be a regular Christian.
All right, Tom.
What I mean by a regular Christian? No excitement.
No power.
No power. Not receiving like you should.
Yes.
And that's not going to be around here, right? So let's just look at those scriptures again. The ninth verse said, when he had spoke, you know, he talked to him about the thing pertaining to the kingdom of God. He had talked to him about his resurrection. And then after he told them that they're going to receive power, then all of a sudden, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, you see that? They could see him, couldn't they? He was taken up.
Glory.
And the Bible reemphasized, and a cloud received him out of their sight. You see that? They were looking at him. Now he says in that verse, saying, when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, that means they were looking at him. But then the Bible repeated again, he was taken up, and then a cloud received him out of their sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Okay? All right? While we look at the things that are seen, the things that are seen are temporal. But the things that are not seen are eternal. Are you listening to me? Yeah, because you have to be able to function in the invisible.
That's right. Amen.
You have to see the results before it show up.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's right.
You see? See, when you see the results before it show up, you fortify that it exists.
Amen.
And you give it a right to manifest.
Yes, sir. Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah. Then again, it said they were looking again, verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up. That's three or four times they're looking.
Yeah.
You know what they're looking at? You know what's going on? What are we going to do now? That's what they're thinking about. And while they're looking steadfast toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel. Now look what they said. What you also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Why stand you gazing up into heaven? And then they said, this same Jesus, what she's taken up from you, that is again, into heaven. Three times. Shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So when the Lord questioned me, I know that he wanted me to teach a while on living from within and living in the spirit. But when he questioned me, he showed me something that is not normal. I have a spirit. I am a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. So I'm a Trinity. You a Trinity?
Yes, sir.
If you're not, you're from another planet. And then the Lord revealed to me how to have a quickened spirit, a quickened soul, and a quickened body. He said, it's in my word. I said, well, yes, sir. I said, he said, now I want you to minister the power of living with a resurrected soul. Well, I never heard that in decades of preaching. The power, how is this possible to have a resurrected mind, a resurrected conscience, a resurrected imagination, and on and on. And so I wrote you a note. This term is new to the body of Christ, coming from an apostolic insight given by the Holy Spirit to open up a mystery that will solve many problems. You listening?
Yes, sir.
And open many channels of favor that have been closed by the enemy by a lack of knowledge. I ministered to many pastors this morning in the impartation, and how we stay in the same spot and run around with the same revelation. And there's so much more. Before Junior get a chance to tell you, him and I was talking, he said to me, Dad, he came after my class. He said, Dad, he said, the apostles cannot be gone. He said, the saints not perfected.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Amen.
The church really not edified.
Right.
And the work really not being done like it should be done. So it still need apostles to pioneer and set up blueprints and foundation for the church to build on. And so this is apostolic. This is a channel whereby you will be able to operate from a whole standpoint in the spirit. The lack of knowledge about how to permit the soul to function at its max. Write that down. We're going to deal with the lack of knowledge about how to permit the soul to function at its max. And that's where now 3 John, turn there, lay it out. We use that many times, but I want to use it because I got 8 or 9 things I'm going to tell you tonight. It's 3 John. I mean, I know it by heart. Beloved, I worship above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. See? Why he didn't say even as your spirit prosper? Your spirit is prospering. Your spirit is loaded. But just like God worked at the Trinity, you and I designed to work as a Trinity. So that's why I'm going to show you tonight how you know how your spirit is quickened, but how to keep your soul quickened, and how to keep your body quickened. Now, once you get your soul quickened, your body going to quicken. You're going to come alive. So the lack of knowledge about how to permit the soul. How many of y'all want to know how to permit the soul to function right with your spirit? All right. So the question was asked me about a certain case I was on. Are you going to stress or rest on this case? And then the Lord took me to a favorite passage of all of us in Matthew chapter 11. Turn with me. And verse, I always now include verse 27. Matthew chapter 11. The 27th verse says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. You see the word delivered? And no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. But then, with that revelation, Jesus goes talking about the soul. Now, I can tell you right now, from my studies and from my pilgrimage in the Spirit, you will find out your soul blocking you from a lot of things. Exactly. Yes, not that your soul evil, that you're not addressing it right. Just like your soul is hurting just like your body. Right. Your soul is hungry. Yeah. It's undernourished. Yeah. Just like your body. Yeah. And so we're going to carry all three of them, okay? Yeah. All right, now watch this. Jesus said in the 28th verse, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, he's saying the laboring and the heavy ladenness undoubtedly come from the soul. Or he would talk about another subject. Come from how you thinking about certain things. How you feel about certain things. That's what putting the burden on you. You and I, we put it all on the devil. The devil just used our ignorance. Yes. But he called us, after talking about a revelation, then he called us to come unto him. Listen, listen. Look like this laboring and this missing the benefits coming from a soul that can't receive it. A crippled mindset or thinking on the level of the world. Now, when God said, my thought is not your thought, he said, he was saying that without his word. In Isaiah 55, my thoughts are not your thought. He didn't say you couldn't have his thought. Because he said another in Isaiah, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So we can have the thoughts of God. When we have the thoughts of God, it means our soul is resurrected. Amen. Our soul is quickened. I'm going to show you how to do it. Amen. Our soul is quickened. There's a lot of things God has been trying to get to you, but because your soul lay in the grave so much, Jesus. And your soul would not automatically resurrect. You have to know how to make it resurrect. Know how to give it life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I know y'all looking at like a car at a new gate. I understand. But you see, this apostolic is taking us deeper into revelations that we need to have.
Amen. No
doubt. To live better and to work better.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, we know what our soul consists of, that the enemy play with our mind. He trap us in our soul.
Yes,
so Jesus called us. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that live in heavy laden. Now I will give you what?
Rest.
Now that's one type of rest. Yeah, I'm going to give you rest. Then he goes on and says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. Now he says, you should find rest for your mind, your conscience, your emotion. your imagination, your memory, your desire, your will. That's where the problem is. That's why you disturb it. You're not disturbing your spirit. So when something happens out of the ordinary, it seems like we can't do nothing about it. That's when we recognize we're wearing that yoke. That's what it's there for.
Jesus. Amen.
So he says, for you shall find rest unto your soul. Now, I'm seeing some things. And the 30th verse said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if you're wearing an uneasy yoke, it's because your soul not in place. If you're wearing a heavy burden, that means your soul is not resurrected. I thought I'd play a little game. I said, all right, I'm going to go to the house now. We can close now. Don't leave me hanging like that. Turn to Psalm 23. I'm going to make a statement. I want you to write it down. Because some of y'all are about to come into some things that you never came into before. And I'm not talking about bad things. I'm talking about good things. You cannot be led in righteousness with your soul out of control.
That's right.
You cannot be led in righteousness with your soul out of control. Even though righteousness belongs to you and you have made the righteousness of God, but you cannot be led in the path of righteousness if your soul out of control. That's the way he designed us. There you got Psalm 23 now. Psalm 23, look at it. You can preach it from now on. You can preach it now. I can close. You can preach. You can take the text now. If you know anything about the Bible, I mean, if you know the first book Genesis, you ought to be the priest now. But he says, in Psalm 23, verse 3. Oh my goodness.
Yes, Lord.
You see it? He what? He restores my soul. Then he's able to lead me. Then he's able to lead me. But if I don't permit him to restore my soul, he cannot lead me in the path of righteousness, because my soul gonna put up an argument, because my soul is not born again. I must systematically control my soul.
Yes.
So he can connect with my spirit and then take my body over.
Yes.
He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So now we have soul rest and we have soul restoration. Right? Soul rest. My soul enter into rest. My soul enter into restoration. You see that?
All right.
Here's where it gets clear. Here's where you can make your change. Let's look at three quickening factors.
Yes,
the word quick means alive.
Yes,
so we'll talk about a living factor. Let's look at three quickening factors we must know and must know how to yield to them to get total divine results. You want me to give you that again?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
That wasn't enough people answer.
Yes.
Boy, you can cut up when you got revelation. Because people want revelation, you know. You ain't just reading the Bible, they say, well, what are you going to say next? I feel you. Don't want me to close. Don't shut that Bible now. Don't shut it now. Let's look at three quickening factors we must know and must know how to yield to them. See, not just know how to yield to them. And look what the end said, to get total divine results. How many want some of that? Total. You know what that means? That means all things possible. And you can activate it. Ephesians chapter 2. Once you see this, I'm satisfied that you're gonna be all right.
Amen.
See, now this new territory, this turf that being turned because the church has suffered without apostolic blueprints for so long, and the Lord is in this time and season, the Lord is bringing the church back to it.
Thank you,
Lord. You see, now, so we're saved by grace.
Amen.
Now, we're talking about your spirit. Your spirit is the only thing born again, right?
Yes.
I'm born again in my spirit. Somebody understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you got to see this. You're not going to see the other two if you don't see this one.
Yes.
In Ephesians 2:1, and you have he what?
Amen.
What I told you that word mean?
Made
alive in the spirit. Who are they? In trespass and sin. All right? And then he'd go to talk about you, walk to the coast. But I just want you to see that the new birth is a quickening of your spirit. All right? Now, turn to Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. Be a student.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hebrews 4:12 now. I want you to see something else. Hebrews 4:12. Just a minute here. I want you to see this. Scripture is familiar, but it's about to go into another category.
Yes, sir.
For the word of God is what?
Quick.
That's what that word quick again, right?
Yes,
All right. And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And of the joint and marrow. Now, the really foundation of this verse is the last statement. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart or of the soul. So, this scripture is telling us a quickening factor of the soul.
Yes, sir.
You heard it?
Yes.
All right. How you do it, Apostle? Turn to John 6:63. John 6:63. Not only do faith come by hearing, quickening come by hearing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because what you're going to find in John 6:63 is the spirit that quickeneth.
Yes.
The flesh profiteth nothing, but the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and light.
Yes, amen.
So you can take the word of God.
Amen.
And quicken your soul. You can take Romans 12:2. Come on. Come on in. Come on. When it talks about renewing your mind in Romans 12:2, it's talking about quickening your soul. Because it comes down at the end of Romans 12:2, say the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You can't go there unless you're quickened. Now turn back to John 6:63 because we need to look at it. The power of living with a resurrected soul. I want to get ahead of myself. Because I want you to get a glimpse of this. You've heard the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are one. Have you ever heard that? Uh-huh. You have the capability,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As a child of God,
yes,
that your spirit,
yes,
your soul,
yes,
and your body be one.
Amen.
We have divided them so much, we never saw the revelation that they can live in harmonious condition together. Because they all can eat the same meal. Because as sure as the soul get it, it gonna feed the body with it. And so now you're walking around, I'm going to use this word, unfailing, unlimited, because you're walking around in the same anointing that the Trinity walked in. Jesus could call to mind. Lives a maximized life on earth because he knew this secret. He knew how to make his spirit, his soul, and his body to stay harmonious. And so that John 663 is looking right at you. John 663 is looking at you. That's how you do it. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And when they come alive, they handle all three part of you.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God.
When you don't have a revelation, your soul going to be contrary.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
And your body follow your soul.
Yes.
Because your body receives instruction from your soul. Your soul is designed to receive instruction from your spirit. But if it's not in place, it can't receive it.
That's right.
Your spirit receiving directly from the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost, your spirit, your soul, your body, your life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
See? Let's go on and prove it. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Let's go to the body now. Let's go to the body. Now, you probably one of the first churches ever heard this. This might be somewhere else, but I never heard it in the circles I was flowing in, not in this facet, that you have the ability to live in a quickened spirit,
Amen.
A quickened soul, a quickened body.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
When you let the Spirit of God flow in your body become a pre-resurrected body.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Because I say it this way. You got it in Romans 8:11, but the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead quickening my mortal body.
Amen.
So that's three quickening. Because if I meditate the Word of God and feed on the Word of God and renew my mind, what I'm doing is I'm quickening my mind.
Yes.
I'm quickening my soul.
Amen.
So that now there's no part of me rejecting nothing.
Yes.
When I read it in the Word, I take it in my Trinity.
Yes.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right, look, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. We're not through yet. You got the three quickening. Ephesians 2:1, Hebrews 4:12, Romans 8:11, and I kicked in John 6:63. So I put the question, how do I put my soul in a resurrected position and keep it there? That's Romans 12:2 and John 6:63. All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen. You cannot have inner strength without a strong soul.
That's right. Amen.
Wow.
Now, we're going to have to use our mind. We can't be scared to use our mind. God wasn't scared to use his.
Yes,
you cannot have inner strength without a strong soul.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Ephesians 3:20 came from having a strong soul. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, thank God and power, working in us. It came from a lesson about love, but it came about having a strong inner man.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Ooh, teach, Pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Let me say this to whet your appetite. A lot of your favors are moving right now. Favors have been waiting to get to you. As you get this alignment straight, if you get this understanding straight, as you rest in your soul and be restored in your soul, and know that revelation can get in your soul. See, now in the word of faith, we didn't, revelation can get in my soul.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Father.
That's why it's so important to have a renewed mind.
That's right. Amen.
Feed on the word of God.
That's right. Amen.
Not only faith come by hearing. Everything from God come by hearing.
Amen. Amen.
Saints of God,
yes.
This Tuesday night,
yes, sir.
You haven't begun to live yet.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is going to bring this back to you. Certain scriptures you already know are going to come alive in you and go to running.
Yes.
Because you, this, oh my goodness, I might close after I say this. This is your due season. I heard the Holy Ghost say that. I heard the Holy Ghost say that. This is your due season. In other words, tonight, your due season is being activated in you. All the prayers you prayed. All the affirmation, confession you have made, all the praise you have given. You see, let me say this kindly to all of us. It's easier to move the devil than to move ignorance. Because the devil know he defeated, but ignorance don't know it. And so I heard coming up in my spirit, this is your due season. Your due season has come. I mean, you've been praying, you've been saying, you've been binding, you've been loosening, but your due season has come now because you got the either yoke on you, and you're going to be able to move in the realm of the spirit in resurrection power. See, the answer that you might know him and the power of his resurrection, you couldn't know it before tonight. Not in fullness. Because your soul was going to drag and your body was going to drag. But now you know how to bring all of them up to par and they all work together. So that revelation was trying to get to you gonna come through now.
Thank you, Lord.
You see it? See, there's some things God couldn't trust you with a soul out of control. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Ephesians 3. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is applicable instantly.
Yes, sir.
Go back and visit some old place. Go back and visit. It wouldn't obey you. Go back now. Watch what I'm saying now. The whole you going back this time. Just like God did not want to be recognized without Jesus and without the Holy Ghost. When one talked, all three was there. Man, oh man. Next time you pray, your whole man gonna be there. In harmony. See, God gave you your soul and body to live in this world. But to have another world power. Because they're connected to heaven. So hear what the Lord said. Tonight you switch your chains for channels. What was a chain going to be a channel from now on? Because nothing can stop you now. Oh, man, come on. You don't see this? What seemed like had been a chain holding you at a certain level turn out to be a channel for you to go to the next level. Let me say it a bit, because all of you working. All of you working. All of you working. Your spirit, your soul, and your body are now synchronized with power. With provision,
yes.
With purpose.
Yes.
You don't feel that?
Yes.
You don't recognize you're in another position right now? In the last 25 minutes, you stepped into another position. You got to see this.
Yes.
You can't think small no more. You can't think it's not gonna work out. You can't think God had forgotten about you. Oh, it's happening. I say it's happening. Well, what happened, Pastor? Whatever you need to happen. You better understand this. John 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Inner man, that's soul. That Christ may dwell in your heart, that's soul. By faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, be able to comprehend, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, look at it, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Then it goes to Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him. Now, that voice, now, that voice will work for you. Why? Because you got your soul involved. Once you get your soul involved, your body got to fall in line. Isn't it amazing God made you a Trinity because he's a Trinity? And then I hear this. God give us no parts without a purpose. He could have made us a spirit and a body. But he put that soul in there for a reason. I'm going to see, can you handle this? When you are in line with God's word, your thoughts are creative. Your thoughts invoke the law of attraction. It magnetizes things to you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Dad. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
your creator gave you a creating anointing. As a man thinketh in his soul or heart, so is he. Let this mind be in you. Which was in Christ Jesus. Well, where that mind was in Christ Jesus? In his soul? To be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Amen.
Carnal mind is death. How dare you say soul alive?
Soul alive.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Say my soul alive.
My soul alive.
To my spirit.
To my spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
If you ever make the connection, if you ever make the connection, and I believe you are,
yes,
church members not going to understand you.
All right, now.
Come on now.
When your spirit, soul, and body are walking in alignment, you are a little strange. It's a few more things. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Listen. This you really gonna have to shift here. You cannot be in control of your life just with your spirit. In talking to my ministers today, I told them I'm an apostolic father to them. So therefore, we're going to pioneer. We're going some places. I want them to train their churches how to be well. Yeah. It's time this sickness got to go.
Yeah.
And here what we're dealing with here now is so clear that we can have a resurrected soul.
Amen.
And a resurrected body. Just like we got a resurrected spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Here God has given us the wisdom of how to take out the stronghold and the strong man at the same time. Turn to 2 Corinthians quickly. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 10, verse 3. Talk about the weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination, every high thing. Exalt yourself against the knowledge of God and be ready to bring everything in obedience.
Amen.
Every thought
That's right.
In obedience to Christ.
That's right. Amen.
That's see, so now you'll be able to do that with your soul in place.
Yes.
See, your spirit can't go in there by himself. Then the strong man, then Luke chapter 11, verse 21. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whew. You, almost every time we meet here, we're going into a legacy of an apostolic time.
Yes,
if the war lasts, many, many will be going home to glory, but many will be feeding on this same stuff.
Yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You know, it's present that you will, for lack of better words, you will maneuver better in life now. You're connected. You're being connected. You cannot let your thoughts drop to the floor if you won't fly. You cannot be a failure.
Amen. Thank you, Father God.
No, not if you're a child of God and you're operating as he designed you to operate. That's why this pulpit come in. You got to have not just information, you got to receive instruction.
Yes.
Not just information, instruction, you got to receive inspiration.
Yes.
What is written? I can do this.
Yes.
I can do it. With God, I got God in me, I can do it. So I quoted a strong man, a stronghold, a strong man now in Luke. I'm just about to close in Luke. Luke chapter 11, verse 21. Goodness. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace.
Amen.
But when a stronger, then he shall come upon him and overcome him. He taketh from him all his armor, wherein he trusted, and divided his spoil. See, you're not fully strong if you're not functioning properly.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You get a car and two of the spark plug go out, it's not gonna run right. Or the valve get plugged, it's not gonna run right. And we've been running on one plug. Now, this is the clincher for all we've been talking about right here. I'm going to give you one more thing. Turn to Mark, Gospel. Let me get that, but make sure I got the right scripture, but I'm writing so fast. Thank you, Lord. Mark 3. Yeah, I got the right scripture. You want to write this down. This will help you immensely. Now, you know, we've been talking about spirit, soul, and body, and having a resurrected soul, right?
Yes.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah, Mark 3, I'll tell you the voice in a minute. I'm going to make a statement now. I'm going to see if you waste my time. A house divided cannot stand. How many see it? See, if your spirit, soul, and body not in alignment, is a house and it cannot
stand.
But when you put it together, can you see this? I came unglued when the Holy Ghost showed me that. He said, a house divided cannot stand. Your spirit saying one thing, your soul saying something else, your senses saying something else. He made you that way for you to be undefeatable. But religion made us church people. We're the most powerful people on the face of the earth. We're ambassadors for Christ. Ain't nobody asking you nothing about your weakness. We're talking about God. Preaching weakness. You don't need to be preaching on weakness. People know where they're weak at. Give me some power. Preach about sin too much and not enough about the saints. Yeah. If you get sanctified, you ain't had to worry about nobody sinning.
That's right. That's right.
Preach about the devil more than we preach about God. Yeah. Nobody come to church and hear nothing about no devil for 24 hours. Yeah. Devil did this. The devil did this. All you leave, all you got faith for is the devil. Faith don't come by hearing about the devil. Fear come. He's a defeated foe. And he can't hold nothing back from you. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Violence, what? Take it, take it. Tell somebody next to you, take it. By force. Let's read the scripture and I'll close. Let's read the scripture. Mark 3:25. And if a house be divided against itself, oh my, against itself, against itself, that house cannot stand. Now, you know that you are a habitation of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You know you're the house of God.
Yes. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Make it clear.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he will first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house. So when the enemy come upon you and know you know, where my mind at on this situation? Where my conscience at on this situation? Have I fed it properly? So you got to feed it. You got to remove doubt. You got to remove fear. You got to remove worry. You got to remove anxiety. And trust God. Somebody said he never failed nobody yet. Daniel didn't get burned. Or get Ed up out of line. The Hebrew boys didn't get burned. Because they trusted God. Paul and Silas. They couldn't keep them in jail. They couldn't keep Peter in jail. Because they trusted God. I decree your deliverance cometh tonight. By way of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God and a right understanding. Tell me, man of God, where I've been missing it at. You cannot fully receive divine instruction unless your spirit, your soul, and your senses ain't on it. Because Hebrews 5 says, you'll be if your senses don't have enough understanding to know evil from good. That's in Hebrews 5, the last part of Hebrews 5. That's in the book. You the strong man. Your enemy is the weak man. Now, a scepter has been given to you tonight that the average Christian do not have. You have a scepter. You have a scepter now because you're walking in a divine privilege tonight. No worry. No fear.
No
losing. Because if your Trinity working right, it's impossible to lose because the other Trinity is working right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, health, and happiness come to my life tonight. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
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 All right, you may be seated. Let's give. The Abrahamic anointing on this church. You're connected to all the families of the earth. Be blessed. Take advantage of it. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Did you get anything tonight?
Yes.
It was another dimension. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Somebody, I receive. Somebody in here have decreed unbeknownly, you have decreed unbeknownly that you're fighting a losing battle. But the Lord want to answer that to you tonight. No, you're not fighting a losing battle because I don't lose. All you have to do is connect properly and do what I say do. For somebody. Because you're worried, you're all worried, will gather, wondering why it's not working. You're not fighting on losing battle. God got it set up. Yes. Just keep walking.
Yes.
Stop worrying about it.
Yes.
When worry come up, praise Him.
Yes.
And name what you want.
Yes.
God, dog. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. You got my envelope, honey? Send it. Give it to Dougie. Who? Give it to Dougie. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got it?
Yes.
quickened spirit, a quickened soul, and a quickened body. Produce a quickened life. When the supernatural become known, there'll come a time you will be more excited over the word than a miracle. Miracles work sometimes. The word work all the time. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what I did see. I tell you what I did see in here tonight. I saw some people light up. I didn't see them light up in a long time. Lit up like a Christmas tree. Lit up, just lit up. Yeah, I can't look nowhere because I don't want to know who he is. But I just saw some. I saw some people that lit up. I said, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. They touched tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I've been trying to touch him for a long time. Thank you, Jesus." You got your envelope? You ready? That's good. That bless a pastor when he see him. A member getting lit up. Because sometimes you think you're all by yourself. Sometimes you think you're left out. Sometimes you think everybody getting what they want, I'm not getting what I want. Don't be concerned about it. God got it. God got it. Father, we thank you for being able to give our tithes and offering, showing. Out there on television land, there are people sowing all over the United States and in foreign countries. We thank you for Roku, Leroy Tom Television. What else? YouTube. Well, you got one more. Facebook. Yep.
Periscope.
We thank you, Lord, for all the people who are involved in this Bible training tonight. And they sow our seed. We expect manifestation of abundance, increase, and more than enough. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated here, serve you, and then we're on our way. All right, son. One and you write the scripture down on it. I'm not going to teach it. Clean and protect the soul. I better not take it back home with me, because if I take these notes out, you'll never see it again. I'm always right. How to clean and protect the soul. I'm going to give you scriptures. You look at the scripture in Matthew 12, 43, 45. Matthew 12, verses 43 through 45. Luke chapter 11, verse 21 through 26. Just read it slowly, and it'll tell you how to clean and how to protect your soul. See, you don't want to just clean your soul. You got to have be, because the enemy will just make a circuit and come back. You got to know how to protect your soul. All right. It's just about 8:30. We're doing good. After you give, you may stand. Lift your hand. May the Holy Ghost help you to understand your positioning now. And may the total man shift in your life to produce what God have called you to produce. And may you be forever blessed from this night forward as you walk in your total man. In Jesus' name, so be it. God bless you as you go.